Okay, it's time to catch up with our roving reporter, Alistair. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks, John. We had an exciting evening last night, and obviously down here at the Emirates Stadium, Durham, watching England train this morning.
Well, it's all happening up there at the moment. Cricket very strong in the northeast at the moment. You've been to the Aggers and Boycott show last night ahead of the fourth Ashes test, which gets underway tomorrow. Just tell us about the Aggers and Boycott show. I know we've been enjoying sort of watching some of the clips on Cricket World, and hopefully some more to come from last night.
Yes, really entertaining. The show's obviously moved on since Nottingham, where we last filmed it. And they had a special guest, Rory Bremner, who was absolutely fantastic.
Now, on to Durham.
Basically, John, two boycotts for the price of one.
Fantastic.
And any other person that you can think of.
Superb. Now, on to Durham, the Durham Emirates International Cricket Ground, as we must call it now, looking a picture.
Yeah, it's looking really fantastic. I remember coming up here some 25 years ago, meeting Don Robson. And it was his dream to firstly take Durham into first-class cricket, but ultimately now he's got an Ashes test match here, and it's a tribute to one man, really, and a community to get an Ashes test in Durham.
I mean, that was, I think it was 20 years ago or 21 years ago, they made their first-class debut, and now they are producing England players. Paul Collingwood, probably the most celebrated. Graham Onions in the squad, he would love to play another home test, wouldn't he, in the Ashes?
Yes, it's going to be quite interesting. We've got an interview with Graham Fowler, who does a lot of work with Durham University, later on today. So obviously keep looking out for that one. But yes, cricket in the northeast is on the map now, and will be there forever.
England training today. You've been keeping an eye on them. Are they looking good? Looking fresh and sharp?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, KP's got a sort of bandage on his leg. I don't know if that's still giving him a bit of problems. We'll have to look out for that one. But I think the most interest here is whether Graham Onions will be playing, because obviously a local boy on his home pitch, I think he could really rip into the Aussie batsman.
What have you made of the sort of allegations that England batsmen, potentially Australia batsmen, that you're using silicon tape on the edges of their bat to try and cheat the DRS? Do you think there's anything in that?
Well, no, I think it's all nonsense, but they have to talk about something in Australia. So, you know, that's where the stories come from, and I think it should be put to bed quite quickly, and it's a lot of nonsense. I think they're far more concerned with DRS. And last night, Geoffrey Boycott and also Rory Bremner had a few good ideas about that.
I thought Kevin Peterson made quite a good point on the silicon tape idea. He said, why would I put something on my bat that stopped an edge being shown up? Because if I've hit the ball and it's an LBW, I want the edge to be shown up. So I thought he was spot on with that one. And finally, I'll just give us a bit of a feel for the conditions and the weather ahead of the Test match, which obviously gets underway tomorrow, and we're England hoping to go on and win the series, having retained the Ashes.
Yeah, well, of course, England will be looking to win the Ashes outright here in Durham over the weekend, and really put it to the Aussies. However, I think it's going to be rain affected, but whether that will affect the ultimate result, you know, that remains to be seen. If I was a betting man, which, you know, I do have the odd flutter, I would probably put my money on an England win if they pick Graham Onions.